It's the beginning of the month, and so we need to wrap up January. And that's where Blake comes in here with our MBR, our monthly business review.
Yeah, this is a look back at January from the Hang Zone. This is where I will go through some of the lists I keep, and if you missed any of the show, here are some of the highlights from the Hang Zone from January. And let's begin with bad bits. And let's go back to about a week and a half ago, where the aunt shared her nephew's drawing of the Bills logo on Twitter because he got made fun of for drawing it at school.
Terrible.
Bad bit. Moving on, things Dan or Jake want. I wanted to go back into December since we didn't have a December MBR. And on December 15th, Jake said he wants to open the emergency door of an airplane.
Thought about it the other day.
Is it just that it's forbidden fruit?
Yeah. I want to see what happens. Do we all get sucked out of there?
Damn right!
So while we're flying.
Yeah.
Not just... Do you ever do exit row?
Sure.
You ever do exit row?
Oh, yeah.
He wants to be dependent upon.
Yeah. I'm basically an air marshal.
I don't do exit row because you can't
too much
put your bag under, under the seat in front of you, right?
All but that, you get the extra leg room.
No, all that leg room.
Yeah. And then you have to lie, though, and say you'll let everyone else out first.
Right.
I'm a hero.
A lot of people say that.
January 11th, this didn't last long. Dan wants to do a word of the day. I think we did two.
Yeah, I think we did. We did two times.
Oh, yeah. Well, you forget to remind me.
And he's looking.
No, we have a... Blake gave me this.
I actually bought this because I enjoy this bit.
Just yourself off the air?
Yeah, or...
You didn't buy it for us?
Or doing an Argyle game or something. Try to work it in there.
But last time we did it, it was like the word the.
What is today?
So you'll try to work in like exquisite or something into an Argyle game?
No, I did ensconce. That was one of them. I did that. I worked that into a game.
Atrabilious. Adjective given to or marked by melancholy. Gloomy.
Atrabilious?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Grapevine is going to be atrabilious tonight.
Okay.
When Argyle
lays the wood.
Today's Argyle day.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, at the end of the game.
Yeah. It's a rare word with a history that parallels that of the more common melancholy.
I know that one.
I'm feeling atrabilious today.
January 11th, the same day, Jake wants to use a shell company.
That stands.
Yeah.
That stands.
You're making good money if you have one of those.
Yeah.
January 20th, Dan wants to figure out how to get suspended with pay.
We could all be on board with that, right?
How's the progress?
Yeah, be a cop and do something bad.
That does seem to be your quickest avenue.
Let's see. Next, let's go to points. This is where it seems like Ham will hand out the point if you make a killer reference or a funny joke. We had a couple points in the month of January. Let's start with Jake, who is now at 23 points, still 11 behind Mino.
That's the only way they would not have spent the money on Donald Glover.
Yeah.
They already had their people set, but, a free extra mind? Okay, let's try and use that.
He was like the Isaac Alarcon of comedy.
Bringing it back to sports.
Bringing it back to sports!
He is, of course, the roster exemption that the Cowboys...
I was trying to get the point in there.
That's a good line.
Yes, it was, Jake.
He was asked about him at McCarthy's exit interview, too.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the ender question for us covering it, was when that
they
came up.
About they asked Isaac Alarcon.
Yeah. Yes. You know there's going to be a Mexican television reporter there, and he's got one angle. He's got a story to write.
Okay.
And McCarthy, he's like, oh,
very pleased with his development this year.
I don't know.
Jake at 23 points, Dan at 26 after this one.
Still Mexican.
Not just Bradley Cooper, but Dr. Jill Biden was at the... and I believe Goodell said after the game they had her there in case they had another Damar Hamlin situation. They could have a real doctor. A real doctor to...
Bring into action.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
So yeah,
it's basically her and Cowboy Doctor, the two leading professionals in the field.
Dr. Cowboy Hat?
Yeah.
That's who you're talking about?
Yeah.
So there's your update on points. The next list here in the Hang Zone NBR time capsule, where I'll write down things where, you know, maybe they happen, maybe they don't. And on January 23rd, I think Jake said, whatever Greg and KB say coming out of the Super Bowl halftime show will be insufferable.
That's because they love... Greg loves Rihanna, yeah.
Yeah. Look out for that.
So, yeah, I'm going to write it down, and then we'll check in after the Super Bowl.
Half from now.
And then January 26th, Jake says he'll never participate in another garage sale.
Because of your scars from growing up, mom making you...
Yeah. I'm going to stick with that.
Making you set up the tables.
And set up the table, go put out the sign.
Do you put a little price tag on each one?
Oh, yeah. We would use, like, masking tape.
Just and how would you figure out what this should cost, just based on your mom?
I wasn't the one who was pricing it.
So your mom would be just saying, oh, that's 20 cents.
You don't think you got market value for any of your possessions?
Yeah, I was not a buyer.
Kim Spins, you're up to 397.
I've heard of families, though, that to help the kids clean out the house, go get a bunch of your stuff, and then you'll get those profits. Did you get that?
Some of it, yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't entirely an entirely just lost venture. I would make $15 or something like that.
But the investment, the return didn't match what your investment was.
Yeah, and the other thing is I've never heard of a garage sale that started at 8 a.m. It's always 5:30 or 6. And it's always Friday and Saturday or Saturday and Sunday.
Ruining your weekend.
Completely.
Friday.
$397, huh?
Yeah, that's... around like 120, I thought you'd slow down.
You'd never get to 200. What are we at here, Kempspins?
397.
Kempspin.
Okay, boy, that'll be... Can we stop the showdown with excitement when he gets 400?
Yeah, we did that with 300. let's see, a couple of the new ones from January. Kyle Shanahan.
Is it the tattoo?
Probably.
Let me scroll. Shares tattoos with Chris Sims and other Longhorns.
Yeah, Rod Babers.
He has half a tattoo, and if they put their hands together, it forms
something
the full
like
one.
That, yeah.
Kip Keno.
Or when they dock. When they dock, their tattoos match up.
Yuck. Look, bro, in the tweet.
It's like Captain Planet.
Wonder Twin Powers, activate!
They all interlock the power. Kip Keno defrauded Kenya's Olympic committee.
Oh, man. Not Kip
Keno. Tens of thousands of dollars, yeah.
I can't hear you.
Hannah Storm.
Blew her face up with a gas grill.
And you don't have to say these. These are just other ones that came up. Larry King, Dana White, Jeff Ross, Buzz Aldrin, Paula Poundstone, James Franco. You've had a busy month.
Paula Poundstone's a pedophile.
Yep. There you go.
Jeff Ross.
He got into some...
Me too?
Yeah.
He's like number one on the Bonds list.
And it was young. Quite young.
Okay, well that's bad. That's different than just Me Too.
Not Jeff Ross.
Let me do some notes from the show before we get to the two big ones at the end. For some reason this month, Dan, you forgot how to dial the phone. I've had a lot of issues with the phone. And you're phone guy.
I am phone guy. I'm going to try and be better.
You should.
Just like Jerry said about Dak. I will improve this.
You're going to be better at phone.
Right. I will be better at phone dialing next season.
That's still not as bad as Ham calling two different people who weren't Corby.
That'll never be top.
Two random women.
And they answered.
We had two visitors in the lobby. Preston Panic and Roger Staubach.
Well, sort of.
Preston Panic is the Mavs mural guy. Mural.
Who doesn't do it for the money.
It's a bad word.
Let's see. Dan's dream is to date a POW. On January 18th, Jake feels bad about ruining family vacations as a kid.
You ever get a scene like that, Monty?
You have brothers?
I do.
Sisters?
No. See, wait, you liked ruining vacation?
No, Jake regrets ruining them.
Yeah.
How did you ruin them?
Fighting with my brother. Like, I vividly recall my mom sitting
full-out wrestling on the ground.
And even if it wasn't even physical, it was just, you know, bitching at each other. And I can literally, right in the front of my mind, can see my mom sitting at Epcot Center crying.
These little hellions she raised.
And the two of us, you know, because everything always came back to you're inappreciative. So anything that we did, it was all boiled down to you're inappreciative. You don't appreciate what we're doing for you. And I'm like, no, I do. I just hate him. I appreciate it. He sucks.
Yeah, no, I guess I grew up in a loving family.
They loved me.
So would you change things if you did it all over again?
I probably could have been a cooler big brother.
How many years difference are you guys?
Three. Almost three.
See, that's a borderline. I was five or close to five, so we never really did stuff together. I was definitely mean to him when he was little. But then I'm in high school, and he's way too small for me to even deal with. And I'm in college. He's barely starting high school type thing. Whereas you guys still had interactions. Were you ever on the same team?
No.
That would have been even worse for you.
You want to know why? Because the good teams wanted him.
He was always above you.
The bad teams were stuck with me.
But you were so far away in age. If you're 3 years away in age, I guess that doesn't match up. So he wasn't, when you were a senior in high school, he wasn't good enough to be on the team?
So, not to get too lost in the weeds here, but I'm the youngest in my class, and he's the oldest. So we're four grades, but...
Oh, okay, so that didn't match.
So there were people in the grade below me that were older than me. Which is why I told you the other day that I had to go to prom when I was a freshman in college with my girlfriend, who was this, like a month younger than me, even though she was in high school.
Still, some team could have treated you like Thanasis.
Right. To get Joe.
Yeah, Andre Roberson, or was it? The Dwight Powell's, or Dwight Howard's cousin that they were. Morrow. Anthony Morrow.
Your brother was one of the greatest athletes probably to ever come out of that high school.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, I mean,
and you tried hard.
That's right. That's right.
January was also
good
the month.
That you weren't second.
Oh.
Because they would have been shaking their head at you. Sorry, go ahead.
You're good.
This is what we got?
January, Dan also learned where the panhandle was and also learned that K-9 is just a play on K-9.
Ugh. I thought maybe K-9 stood for something else, too.
It was a big month for Dan.
It really was.
All right, let me run through a couple of these. Jake has a buddy. December 13th, Jake has a number of buddies who go to tech rival sites.
Yep.
December 14th, Jake had a buddy who felt like he lost a grandfather when Mike Leach died.
Female friend.
And January 11th, Jake had a buddy who was really locked into the UCLA bowl game for reasons.
Yeah.
And then the big ender, this was a huge month for Words with Dan. And I don't have time to play all of them because there's seven of them this month. But here are some of the highlights. Here's the first one.
I'm seeing it in my head. I'm seeing a guy, kind of a burly guy, wearing a white apron, but it's very splotchy, old, you know, it's got blood and stuff on it.
Like a butcher?
Meat. Yeah, but this is the guy I'm seeing in my...
I love that part. I
mean,
Like a butcher?
Meat. Like a butcher. Here's another one.
I don't know. It felt like there was something cool about watching the shows the adults were watching, like in junior high. Whether it was the dramas or the sitcoms, whether it was...
Oh, thank you.
ER.
Look, we got some Whataburger stuff.
Well, it's food.
Yeah. Food from Whataburger, yeah.
It's called food.
Your stuff.
And then this last one... This last one's a twofer. Typically, these are just, you know, 20-second clips. You know, here's one word that he forgot. Here's a 40-second clip, and there's two of them in here.
It's always been a little weird. Who to tip, when to tip, why to tip. If you, let's say you do a, I'm never going to remember this word.
Why don't you try?
If you could see my head, the inside of my head. You know, when someone parks your car at the
valet
restaurant. Yeah, there you go. I think I'd be very good at, is it Pictionary or what's the thing where you have to,
charades.
Charades. Yeah. But if you gave
back to back. Oh, and I didn't even mark, we didn't even say inside of your head. You just look in your brain. A lot of gold there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Blake. It's 2:30. This is the ticket.